Hi, this is Sarah Jarose, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Мы ансамбль «Русский Ренессанс».
Вы слушаете Kids Commute
от Interlochen Public Radio.
Спасибо, Russian Renaissance, for playing our Kids Commute theme. Good morning, kids commuters, and happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Get a Job Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll be answering our Quizlet before the music today in just a second. All week, we've been talking about composers who had day jobs, and today's composer had one doozy of a day job. His name is Ignaz Paderewski. He was born November the 18th, 1860, and here's the answer to our Quizlet question. He was born in Poland. As we mentioned, Paderewski had a very interesting and important job in politics. Politics were a big part of his life from very early on. His father was arrested during a political uprising in 1863, where the people of Poland were resisting against the Russian government, who had taken control of Poland. Eventually, his dad was released. At an early age, Ignaz Paderewski started studying piano, and when he was 12, he was admitted to the Warsaw Music Institute, where he studied for 6 years, and he did earn a small living from teaching and composing. He was still working hard on his music career and got some help in Berlin from composer Richard Strauss and the pianist Anton Rubinstein. Rubinstein encouraged Paderewski to pursue a career as a pianist and composer. Eventually, Paderewski made his way to Paris, where he became an immediate success as a concert pianist, playing tours all over Europe and America. And he was so popular that eventually he was just exhausted. He took a long break and wrote a symphony, which is massive. It's over an hour and 15 minutes long. Here's a little bit of what that sounds like. He tried to go back to performing after that break he took, but he just could not put his heart into it. He said, "I no longer wanted to play. It was a kind of torture." Interestingly, though, while he was touring, he met important political figures, like the U.S. President Woodrow Wilson. Well, because of that, Paderewski played a big role in forming an alliance between Poland and the United States. And this was a big deal because World War I was about to break out. And that was when Paderewski ended up with this big, important day job that we've been talking about. In 1919, Ignaz Paderewski became Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs for Poland. Here is Prime Minister of Poland, Ignaz Paderewski's Minuet No. 1 in G major for piano. It's performed by Ezio Terada.
Thank you.
That was the Minuet No. 1 in G major by Ignaz Paderewski, pianist, composer, and Prime Minister of Poland. Now that is a day job. We hope you enjoyed Get a Job Week. We'll have more music from hardworking composers on this week's Maya Mix, a free Spotify playlist you can find on our post for Get a Job Week on our website, kidscommute.org. We even have a few piano rolls of Ignaz Paderewski playing the piano so you can hear what he sounded like when he was performing. Next week on Kids Commute, we'll be hearing an opera that was specifically written for kids for Christmas. Now, let's give some shout-outs to those of you who picked up our Quizlet at the end here. Congrats to Tanner in Traverse City, to Luke in Traverse City, Dwayne in Engadine, Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs, and finally, Quizlet aces Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin. We'll mail out your prize envelopes on Tuesday, so keep your eyes peeled. And great job, everybody! Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. Well, that is all for Get a Job Week on Kids Commute. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help comes from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Yeah!